Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour. Sorry for the lack of news, but we had a programming error with the previous show. It kind of went on a little longer because a glitch when they first put it on the air. So we're delighted to be here. Once again, we have Keith Becker in studio one more time. One more once, as Count Basie used to say. And Keith is the owner, operator, chief bottle washer?
General manager is the term that I use most frequently.
General manager of DD's Rentals. And we're going to be chatting about?
Everything.
Everything about property management. Okay, we tried it last time, and we definitely got sidetracked into other issues. We will just... we'll get to Keith in a bit. He's actually taping this, so we'll have a video, I guess, up on your Facebook page.
If I'm lucky, if it works.
If you're lucky. I think he's just getting himself, though.
But yes, it's always all about me.
Always. And you get Joe, right, who's sitting right behind him. So, but it's not Facebook Live, which we used to do here on the show. Give us a call if you wish to chat about this, 636-1350, 636-1350. We'll take your calls regarding the issues of property management. Obviously, we'll be talking about rent control and the attempt to getting a ordinance on the ballot to vote for, which failed, and we'll chat about that. But we'll talk also about the future of rent control, why rent control, we feel, is the short-sighted way to look at what you can do about the issues with affordable housing here in Sonoma County. CAR has a number of other alternative things, and we'll talk to Keith. Keith is pretty active in the Apartment Managers Association and is really well-versed on the subject and is very articulate when it comes down to that. So he'll have his video on here, so in case you need to run off and do something, you can always come back later on when he's done, and you can watch it on his Facebook page. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. How are you?
We're just peachy keen. Got some open house today over on 1120 Hexham. We just reduced the price down to $729.5. I'll be there today, 1 to 4 o'clock. That is the California Bungalow. You should see this place, Keith. The gentleman's parents bought this house in 1947. And it was after World War II, very little housing. It's Upper Franklin Park. Mm-hmm. And now it's totally built out there, Hexham and Danbeck and Hidden Valley. But when they bought it in 47, it was this cute little California bungalow. And literally two bedrooms, tiny little thing. And the property now backs up to Franklin Memorial Park. At that time, that was a farm.
Yep.
And they took a photo in 1949 showing the property. Montecito Heights is behind it, but there ain't no Montecito Heights. It's just hardly any trees. It's rolling farmland. It's really an interesting property. So what they did in the mid-50s is they decided to add a mid-century kind of an Eichler look to the old bungalow and made this huge room. The current square footage is about 2,335 square feet, which is a lot.
Where did it start?
Which started out at like 900 square feet.
You know? Okay.
So they've added on this huge area. It has a big lot. It's almost like 10,000 square feet. So we reduced the price to $729. We look in the marketplace today to get 2,335 square feet. That's a pretty good deal. So I'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock. Come by and check me out. I'll be there and say howdy. We usually get a lot of listeners who come by and want to see the face behind the microphone. And some walk away not too happy. No, just joking. But
there's that old quote of, you have a face for radio?
A face for radio.
That's
actually
me.
There you go. No, we happen to be a very attractive group here. So, okay, Joe, we have 2 out of 3 8 back, right? What are you going to do? Go ahead. I'm waiting for it.
I haven't been described as attractive in many, many years.
I'm sure your mother held you up and said, what an attractive little baby. You have about as much hair as then, too, right? You
know? That might have been the last time.
Yes, yes. So come by and see me today, 1 to 4 o'clock. I'll be at 1120 Hexham Avenue. There are a couple other properties. A property that was a rental is now being sold in the marketplace, 535 Blackstone Court.
Hey, I know that one.
You know that one. Thank you very much for the referral. Real nice folks. It's been a long-term rental. I guess his father had it before. Mm-hmm. Then he had it as a rental. Currently on the market for $529, about 1,144 square feet. Nice big size lot. It's not a cul-de-sac. I was talking to the neighbors, and they're all owner-occupied, except for this property. It was a rental for many, many years.
Best location for a rental is in an owner-occupied neighborhood.
You got it, because it's usually kept up pretty a lot, you know, pretty nice, and it's on a quiet cul-de-sac. I didn't know where Blackstone was. I'd never even heard of Blackstone Court until I drove over there, something right off of Canyon, which is a beautiful location in Rincon Valley. So that is vacant. You can get in to see that property. Just give me a call if you wish. 322-8503-322-8503. You want to call the station, 636-1350, 636-1350. And then lastly, just listed a property in Monterio on Northwoods Golf Course. You play golf, Keith?
Mm-mm.
This is one of those places where you have the golf cart downstairs. You come up during the weekend. You get your golf cart. It literally is 3 minutes to the first tee. Just zip right along there. We had it measured yesterday by Home Depot, so we suspect it's going to be about 2,300 square feet. But it has a deck on it, Keith, that they had a party with 100 people on this deck. And it is built like the Golden Gate Bridge. The piers underneath it, it was done by FEMA. So it's probably totally federally overbuilt. But pretty outstanding property. Price on that is $805. And the address is 19650 Redwood Drive, just over there by Northwoods Golf Course. They're hanging around my neck. Thank you very much. I appreciate
that. You do realize here you are talking about a party on a deck with 100 people, and as a property manager, my blood pressure just shot.
Right, I know. Up. I'm sure you're going, oh, good. But this is a owner property. Not a rental, but it would, I don't know if you can even do a vacation rental out there nowadays.
I understand the restrictions are much higher. I don't do vacation rentals, so that's not my area, but I understand that they've tightened those very, very much.
Yes, and that's where we get back to the whole issue of, you know, having accessory dwelling units as part of the rental stock. You know, you can't use them as vacation rentals. I think that's the ordinance that the city's adopted here in Santa Rosa. They want to make sure those are added into the rental market. So let's, we got just a couple more minutes before we go to our first break, but okay, rent control, it was trying to make the ballot. It failed. What happened?
So what happened was, and this is years in the making, the most recent effort was the rent stabilization ordinance that was advocated for primarily by North Bay Organizing Project. And it's a 52-page document and fairly stringent. Some real eye-openers.
Real interesting.
And it required, in order to get onto the ballot, it required a total of 8,900 signatures. The proponents actually gathered in excess of 11,000 signatures, but then you turn that over to the Registrar of Voters and they validate the number of signatures, make sure there's not duplicates, make sure that everybody who signed is a Santa Rosa registered voter.
Right.
You have to have 10% of the Santa Rosa voters in order to qualify the measure for the ballot, which would be 8,900 and some odd signatures.
Right.
And it did not get the number. It came up almost, if my numbers are right, they came up about 1,100 signatures short. So
like that. Yeah.
So that measure itself is not going to qualify for the November ballot.
Good. Okay, well, and we were waiting to hear about it. We thought it'd be later than it was. We actually found out a little earlier than we thought.
They had through like August 8th. 9th,
right,
to qualify, but it seems that as soon as they got their answer, they published it.
Yeah, it was really interesting. They did it fairly quickly, too, and they didn't really have a – usually when they do these initiative drives, they like to get like 30% more than they really need, because this is what happens. You go through it, you find that people – I think there were 400 people who signed twice. There are all sorts of, you know, issues, and a lot of it was that people were just not registered to vote here in Sonoma County, which is, you know, if you're going to determine what's going to happen locally, it's nice if you're a registered voter. Because you're going to determine on the ballot box. So that was the issue with that. So that's kind of gone away. However,
I wouldn't say that it's gone away.
I had a however there. Did you hear that? However, the city of Santa Rosa. And we're going to take a break now and come back. You know, you have Julie Combs and Chris Kersey, who's the current mayor. Chris is not running again. This could be a legacy issue for him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to come back and chat with that with Keith Becker of DD's Rentals. We'll be right back after these words. Call in number 636-1350,
636-1350. The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Rick Wilson.
This is not a woman who has missed out on the fact that a large amount of the coverage of her husband's behavior in the last couple of years has been about which porn star he's screwing. That prenup must be a monster.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market this spring, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503. 707-322-8503.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly. This is the Real Estate Hour, heard every, and I mean every Sunday, right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO. You can also go to 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM. And then also we're streaming live at KSRO.com. And Keith is taping this. Keith Becker of DD's Rentals, General Manager. And I suspect it'll be on your Facebook
page. We're doing it right.
So yeah, I'm sure you are. We used to do Facebook Live here quite a bit. That was kind of fun. But then I switched iPhones, and my wide-angle lens does not work with my new iPhone. Yeah, really. Yeah.
Right.
So
we are such slaves to our technology.
You know, tell me about it. I had this beautiful little telephoto lens. It was so cool. But anyway, we digress. So, but you'll be able to see or hear the conversation. Also, you can go to Keith's Facebook page, and I think it's just Keith Becker.
Keith T. Becker.
You go ahead and like him on there. And we're talking about rent control, but we had other folks that were, you know, you put on your Facebook page that you were going to be here, and we had a lot of people jump in, and I have the list in front of you over there.
I have some very politically active and intelligent friends from all realm of the political spectrum.
Right, left, in the middle, and then all that good stuff. Well, that's good. You should have a well-rounded group of friends. It's like, you know, you never just read to your side of the deal, because you're never going to learn the total scope of what the issues really are. And rent control is one of those thorny issues. There's a lot of emotion involved with it. I mean, you know, there's we see people being evicted out of their homes. You know, you and I were, I was reading a post you had in your Facebook page and down in Long Beach, what they're doing down there, gentrification of older motels or older apartment complexes, and people coming in, buying them up, evicting the tenants, and then, raising the rents, double this kind of thing. This is the kind of stuff we've had happen here, where we've had some, I don't know necessarily bad actors, but they come in and they're just like, get out of here. We're going to redo these, get them, just boom. And then there was that one in Healdsburg, I guess.
Oh, that one was notorious.
where the guy set out a thing beforehand, even happened, which, sometimes these guys need a little more PR people. But getting back to Sonoma County, just Santa Rosa. Now, let's look at the lay of the land for rent control in the state. We have Costa Hawkins, which is on the ballot. And we were very concerned that we would have Costa Hawkins plus this rent control become the lay of the land, which would be just, I had agents calling me saying, I'm selling now, I'm not going to stay here, I'm taking my property, and I'm exchanging it in Nevada.
Mike, I lost 14 houses in the fire, burned to the ground.
Right.
But since the beginning of January of this year, I have had 16 owners... I've had 16 owners who have actually sold their properties just to get out. Part of it is because whatever the median value of sale value is over $700,000 now. Basically, even if you bought on May 22nd of 2005 at the top of the market, you theoretically can still get out with your with your skin intact.
Sure.
There are more people who are selling their property because of the way the market is running than there were who actually lost their houses in the fire on our scope. So, yes, there are a lot of people. And this multiplier effect of Costa Hawkins and
Let's say what Costa Hawkins is, okay? Give us a brief.
Got it. Okay.
Just update on what
Costa Hawkins is a law that was passed in 1995 which limited individual cities' ability to pass rent control measures. And it did say, for example, city like San Francisco, you passed a rent control measure in 1979.
Right.
Therefore, any house built after you passed your initial rent control measure will not qualify for rent control. Okay? Yep. Any other city, however, if it didn't already have rent control, you cannot have rent control on any building built after 1995.
Right.
Likewise, you cannot pass rent control and have it affect a property that is classified as a single-family residence or, for example, a property that's a condo. The legal/real estate term is this unit alienable? Is it sellable separate from any other unit?
Gotcha.
If you can sell one building, one residence, it will not qualify for rent control. Furthermore, there is a concept called vacancy decontrol that was built into Costa Hawkins. And the concept of vacancy decontrol, imagine you've got a tenant, the tenant is living in a rent-controlled unit for 20 years, and the rent is worth $2,700, but they're paying $1,000. They move out under whatever circumstances. When they move out, you are permitted to basically bring the property up to what would be considered to be fair market value now.
Right.
Costa Hawkins, that law basically laid all of that groundwork. Repealing Costa Hawkins sweeps all of that away. And it does not mean
if you have rent control in the area.
It doesn't mean that rent control is coming to California.
Right.
It does not mean that rent control is coming to Santa Rosa or any other community. But what it does mean is that any city, any community that might pass a rent control ordinance can include a lot more than they might have been able to do were it not to be repealed.
Yeah, and this is the reason, and I've talked about on the air, I had, I don't know how many realtors call me, I think there was like the number was 40% of the homes in Coffee Park were rental properties. So you had a huge displacement of tenants, number one. But then again, here are landlords rebuilding these properties. And with our rent control issues, they were going, oh my gosh, you mean if I rebuild my house, number one, I'm going to be, if they get rid of Costa Hawkins, number one, I'm under rent control. Mm-hmm. Number two, okay, I'm under this ordinance we're going to have in Sonoma County, which was extremely onerous. And they were saying, why would I want to rebuild? I mean, why would I want to keep this as a rental? And what a lot of them were doing is they're going to rebuild, but they're going to sell. they're going to take their exchange, which you can do, and they're going to exchange it anywhere in the United States, probably for a place where it's, you know, not quite like California, where we have, you know, quite a bit of rent control.
Our rent stabilization ordinance, the one that didn't get the number of signatures, had one particularly scary provision in it. And it
one
was,
of many.
Oh, well, imagine that Coffee Park were to happen, the fire were to happen after this had been gotten the number of signatures and passed.
Right.
One of the provisions basically said that in the event your property is demolished in the result of a disaster, if you rebuild, you are obligated to put it back on the rental market. And not only that, but you are obligated to re-rent it. First, the tenant who was displaced has first right of return at the cost they were paying.
Yeah, yeah.
So all of those things that basically you might find yourself out of pocket, you could basically find yourself handcuffed saying, you're in this.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was the objection a lot of my friends had, is that here before I was charging this much amount for an older home, granted, you know, it was nicely kept up, but it was an older home. Now you're going to have a brand new house. Mm-hmm. And you're saying I got to charge the same? No, not the same. Whatever it was back in October 8th of 2017.
Correct.
And so a lot of them are just going, "This is you're kidding me, right?" And I'm going, "No, we're not kidding you. Read the ordinance." And the ordinance, like you said, is 50 pages long. And it's got a whole lot of different things in it that, like you say, if you wish to displace, if you wish to take that rental property and move mom into the rental property, okay, now number one, if the person's over what? I think it's 62.
There are special qualified tenants. If you're disabled, if you're over a certain age, theoretically, under certain circumstances, you simply cannot remove a tenant under that ordinance. And again, I want to come back to that. First off, let me just ask, did we cover Costa Hawkins fairly well?
I think we did.
The idea of vacancy decontrol, the idea that rent control would run with the property, not with the tenant, is one of the most intimidating things about repealing Costa Hawkins. So as a property owner, as a landlord, as a housing provider, as a housing advocate, you name it, no on Proposition 10. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
The ordinance that the city of Santa Rosa was considering, do bear in mind, that is not on the table per se.
Right. Yeah. Okay. It's still lingering about.
It's possible that the city of Santa Rosa could basically take this and adopt it lock, stock, and barrel and say, this is it. Boom. And on a 7-person vote, put the thing in that, you know, would not have qualified for the ballot, but they can on their own decision say, here it is. We got it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They did that once before. It did not turn out very well for them.
Yeah, and then that's the thing we worry about, is that that's going to happen, is that they're just going to grab this already in place ordinance. And we know there's two people that are absolutely for it, and that's Combs and Kersey.
Mm-hmm.
The other two are kind of a little bit on the fence about it.
They're new enough that I would not make predictions on which way they might trend on an issue.
Well,
like
if we can keep Tibbetts in a sailboat for the next, you know, 6 months.
Hey, he's got my admiration, man.
That was a
Across
cool thing,
the Pacific
yeah.
is pretty impressive.
It is. It is very impressive. Okay, we're going to take a break, Keith, and come back. And so I think we've kind of exhausted this ordinance, but let's talk about property management. Because I think people are not really going to hopefully en masse start selling their properties, because they need you. And actually, when the ordinance was going to be passed, you were saying this is going to be the Full Employment Act for property managers, because it's so Machiavellian and so convoluted. So we're going to come back and chat about what you need to do if you're thinking about maybe you have a rental property, you're going to buy rental property, how Keith can help you out. We'll be right back after these words. Keith Becker, DD's Rentals. See you in a minute.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
President Trump calls the Washington Post story total fabrication. The Post reporting Mr. Trump is increasingly concerned about his son Don Jr.'s possible legal vulnerabilities. relating to the 2016 Trump Tower meeting with Russians. The president tweeting the meeting was totally legal and says he didn't know about it in advance. Trump attorney Jay Sekulow.
I don't represent Don Jr., but I will tell you I have no knowledge at all of Don Jr. being told that he's a target of any investigation, and I have no knowledge of him being interviewed by the special counsel.
Sekulow on ABC's This Week says any subpoena for President Trump from special counsel in the Russia investigation would be taken to the Supreme Court. President Trump campaigned last evening in suburban Columbus, Ohio, in an unusually tight congressional race in a usual Republican stronghold. Ohio Republican Governor John Kasich tells ABC News suburban women in particular are turned off by Mr. Trump. Three Czech service members are dead after a Taliban suicide attack in Afghanistan. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market this spring, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503. 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunny skies to start off the week. Today, topping out at 84, 69 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 53, 52 on the shores. Sunny for Monday at 89, 73 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, blue skies at 91, 76 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour. Come by and see me today. I'll be at 1120 Hexham. It's over off of Danbick. You just go up Franklin Park and make a right on, I think it's probably Gay Street. Gay Street takes you to Danbick, to Danbick to Evelyn, and Hexham. Hexham actually runs over actually to Hidden Valley also, so you can come up Hidden Valley Road, make a left on Northwood, and you'll find me up there. I'll be on Hexham. Come by and see me today, 2335 square feet, 2,335 square feet on a 10,000 square foot lot. Price is $729.5, reduced it. Come by and see me today. I'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock. So Keith Becker's in studio, general manager at Dede's Rentals. We're talking, have talked about rent control, and we talked about the local ordinance that did not make the ballot. It was here last time, and it was knocked down by about 8%, I think, the vote basically was.
Are we talking about Measure C?
Yeah.
Oh, Measure C was a rounding error.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, there was a difference of 800 votes out of, what, 33,000 cast? That could have gone.
Yeah, either way, pretty much. And so that was knocked down. Okay. Mm-hmm. And now they came back. They couldn't get it on the ballot.
Right.
But it's still there. And so where can one see the ordinance? Do you have it posted anywhere? I didn't notice. If
I've circulated it. I've got the darn thing. I've got this notebook now.
You do? Oh my gosh, look at that. I just noticed that.
It's like
a doorstop.
It's a brick. It is basically my own notes on the entire history of what's been going on in Santa Rosa, how we got to where we're at, mm-hmm. and what our options might be going forward. I can get it to you, Mike.
Yeah, why don't you give me a link and I'll post it on my Facebook page. Maybe you can do the same when you have your video on there. Maybe you could put the link on there also.
Understand. Do realize, again, this is not itself on the ballot.
However,
but
the city of Santa Rosa.
It's the broad strokes of what's being considered.
Right.
And I don't want to say no to anything. And rent control as a concept simply doesn't work. But at the same time, we need to figure out something that does work. And I wish I was as fluent on some of the other options as I am on this.
Right.
There is something called a housing recovery bond that is being considered, and I'm trying to understand it better. It's something fairly new, but basically it is money spent by the city multiplied by other sources. $1 equals four.
Right.
And if I understand and remember this correctly, basically, $80 million, again, on the 1-to-4 ratio, will build us 583 houses. $180 million, which is the most wide-ranging hope, would get 1,333 houses built. That's where we need to go. We need to build houses, not just houses, but affordable houses.
Yeah, and that's the key. Okay, because and unfortunately, you know, I the supervisor who is in Petaluma, Supervisor Rabbit, who is an architect, mm-hmm. and he said, "I've been here, been there, done that. It's NIMBYism. It gets us every time. All the best laid schemes of mice and men go astray when they're up against the neighborhood group who says, yeah, we love affordable housing, but just not here.
Not up Sinead at the old hospital. And I understand trying to get thousands of cars down Sinead Road would be a problem. But I want to know, why do we not have a housing tower on the White House parking lot?
Exactly. And I, you know, it's funny because I saw David Gouin, who's the city, he's the basically the assistant city manager and head of development. I saw him at the Flower Show. By the way, if you haven't seen it, go to the fair yet. It's fabulous. Had a great time. But I saw him at the pre-show for the Flower, for the Hall of Flowers. And the, I think it's the Wells Fargo or the bank, I forget which building it was. They just sold that, and the reason these guys bought it, this group bought it, is because they think they can go 10 to 14 stories. All right? So David is like the visionary when it comes to a downtown revitalization in housing. I mean, we could feasibly see six 10 to 14 story buildings. There's one next to proposed near the Press Democrat.
Bethlehem Tower should not be the only
exactly
high rise in Santa Rosa.
And it'll be probably the best way to get housing without, you know, obviously sprawling.
Right.
But there could be components in there that would work for, you know, for the for both parties. I mean, Hugh Futrell built that beautiful little building downtown on Fifth Street. You don't even know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you drive by it all the time, and I go, oh, that's six. I think it's six or seven stories, but you don't know it's even there.
We need to be creative.
We do, and I think if you do things downtown, I think you eliminate that NIMBYism. You know, that would, because it's mostly all commercial. Believe me, the people down there would love to have more people on the streets at night going to all the stores and, you know, and going to the restaurants and this type of thing. So there's that great old movie, Shadow of a Doubt, which was a Hitchcock movie filmed mm-hmm. in Santa Rosa in 1942. It shows the downtown about 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. There are hundreds of people milling about going to cafes, movie theaters. Didn't have any TV in those days, right? All you had was radio. And there's a, you know, police guy, you know, doing traffic stuff at 9 o'clock at night.
The courthouse was still there.
Yeah, it was still there.
And man, okay, I don't want to get off, but I love the courthouse.
Yeah.
I love Courthouse Square in terms of what it has done for downtown Santa Rosa.
Right.
Wednesday night market and the events, it has basically kicked butt.
Yeah, and that's what they're pushing for now, is to get the whole vision of having housing down there and people permanently located downtown. I think Supervisor Gore's got a great idea. You have all those ugly buildings out there in the county by the Justice Department, right? They're all 1950s stuff, Keith, right? 60s? Mm-hmm. Flat, you know, just ugly things. Tear them all down. They cost a fortune to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
And put a tower up. Put everybody up in a tower. Yeah. You'd free up all that land for more affordable housing. So
affordable.
Yeah.
The key is
affordable. Affordable. And it's right next to a major, you know, I mean, of course, you have the In-N-Out Burger right there. So talk about traffic.
All the necessities of life.
I think we got to get rid of the traffic issues, because I think Chris Thornburg was here, Beacon Economics, and he said, guys, get over the traffic issue. That's no longer an issue. He goes, I'm from L.A. We have the 405. Get out of here. You think this is bad? You know. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of all relative. But, you know, here we are. We've been in Santa Rosa. I don't know how long you've been here, but I've been here since the 50s. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's we've all seen it grow up, and we're all going, oh, the traffic. Well, guess what?
We are a city. We are not a small town. This is not, as charming as Shadow of a Doubt is, we are not a small town. Right, we are a city. We ought to react like one.
You're darn right. Yeah. Okay, so getting back, so now that I went on a little
tangent. Do we want to talk about property management?
So what is it you do, for God's sake?
I solve problems. Okay. Honestly, and it can be, the problem areas for owners are finding good tenants, keeping good tenants, and when those tenants moving out, handling the accounting properly.
Right.
And that, from the end, working backward, the whole issue of security deposit refund accounting is, you talk to a small claims judge, small claims court is sucked up by security deposit refund accounting disputes. It is the single largest conflict between landlords and tenants. So we handle all of that through the life of the life of the relationship. And you know, the fact is that we do all of those things that owners would have to do themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there, like you said, there are certain people that are hardwired to be their own property managers. That's fine, I get it. You know, we have a couple now who you're helping assist them in renting out their property. But the husband is a contractor, handyman kind of guy. You know, they feel they can manage the property and take care of anything else. That's cool. That's fine. But there are other people who are out of the area. Okay, that property we sold over on Kenneth Court, gentleman's out of San Jose. You know, I mean, why would he, you know, that's almost impossible to manage a duplex from that area. Right. So I understand you're managing that.
That's correct.
Okay. So, I mean, he's a very smart move. And I've seen Crystal in action. That's one of your associates who comes in, and when you talk about that deposit, about having everything set up in writing, when you do your walkthrough, and then when you come back, you say, okay, now here's in your rental agreement, you know, and she, I've heard her in action before, talk with tenants when they left, and, well, no, I don't have to do that. She, well, I'm sorry, but let me show you.
Right here on the contract.
Hey, were you initialed right here? You know, yeah, yeah. So it's not like she's saying, I got you. It's just that, look, you have to understand what your responsibilities
right.
are.
Right. This is what you agreed to coming in, and it's now time.
Yeah, and if you're an owner landlord, you may take offense to how they treated your property. I let you in, and this is how you repay me. You don't want to go down that road because then you've got all sorts of legal issues.
I find myself with talking with owners, basically having to talk with them about the long view. And I've got an owner who basically is selling her property, Southwest Santa Rosa, and you know, she needs to do these things to prepare it. And she'd like to hold the tenant accountable for this, 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 and this. And the tenant has been there since 2009. And we had a conversation. I said, okay, what I would like to ask you to do is look at this 6 months from now, 10 months from now. What is your goal? Your goal is to sell this property and leave Santa Rosa because you live in Wyoming and divest this and put it somewhere else. And what do we need to do to make that happen? If you find yourself in a situation where you are coming to Santa Rosa because of a small claim suit over a security deposit, over something that might be able to be avoided, you will pay that much in housing costs to put yourself up and for plane flights. You know, think the logistics and don't get caught up on the principle of the thing.
Yeah. The principle has got more people, it costs more money to go buy the principle than you've ever seen. And it's the same thing with real estate. I mean, we have our guy who does arbitration mediation for our board of realtors, and it always comes down to like $500 to $1,000.
Figure it out.
And the agents get their backs up, the sellers get their backs up, and nobody, I said, kick in $1,000 and be done with it.
Yes.
You know, come on, let's move on here, you know. But that's what a property manager can do. Now, as far as the day-to-day thing, so they call you directly, they don't call the seller, they don't even know who the seller is, hopefully. Okay.
Now you're talking about new transactions, whereas most of my clients, I've been with clients for a decade, two decades or more in some instances.
Right.
A matter of fact, there's a guy, you're talking about Dan Beck, and I managed his property. We've had the property for longer than I've been at Didi's, which is 24 years. We've got some very long relationships. So not everybody is a new landlord. Some of them have been doing this for a very long time. What's interesting is Benjamin's. You connected us with an owner who has a property on Benjamin's, and we are qualifying applicants for that property, and the owner is going to be going to be managing it themselves thereafter.
Right.
And we are finding ourselves in a situation of the qualification of applicants. and Benjamin's in particular, I had an interesting situation with a tenant, applicant, excuse me, who cannot prove source of income. And your job as the landlord is to be cautious and thorough before you give somebody the keys to the house. So we want to be able to verify, for example, that their income is legal and verifiable. We want to get pay stubs. We want to get tax returns. We want to be able to cross connect everything and connect the dots and verify. And if you are self-employed, we are going to ask for tax returns. And honestly, if you are self-employed, we ought to be able to find the name of your company on Google or somewhere. But I have had people in the course of many years back who say they're self-employed as some sort of a marketing manager for some company out of Austin, Texas. Uh-huh. And here's my tax returns and here's my stubs as a self-employed. And then you Google and it's like, this company doesn't exist. And you know that they're basically trying to build something to get into your house and potentially do
nefarious things.
Nefarious.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, and that's it. People don't realize that too. Let me ask you a question about the rental market now. Okay,
yes.
Is it as hot as it used to be? Is it cooling off a little bit? I mean, I've had agents come to me that have had properties on the market, and for some reason, I have like four of my friends all have their houses on the market for $3,500 a month, and they range like a house in Windsor, a 2-acre farm in Sebastopol. You know, all these eclectic properties, but they're telling me they're not just seeing the activity. What are you seeing?
Okay. Couple of things, and this is, you know, anybody who is looking at this from the standpoint of paying money, one, basic prices of properties, and this is Santa Rosa right now, broad strokes, one bedroom, $1,400, two bedroom, $2,000, three bedroom, $2,600, and a four bedroom, $3,200, effectively add $600 per bedroom, and that's general ranges, okay, because a three-bedroom could be as low as 24, could be as high as 28, and somewhere in between, but that's a pretty good calculation of where you generally ought to be. Now, bear in mind, we haven't even gotten to 396, so you had a previous tenant who was there and they were paying $1,200. Be careful, because if they were paying $1,200, your property is not worth 26 necessarily.
Right.
It's worth whatever 396 will allow you to do. The other thing, you're talking about the rental market. It goes in cycles. June, July, August is the top of the market. November, December, January is the bottom of the market. It does this each and every year. Last year, because of the fires, the bottom of the market simply got cut off. There was no bucket at the bottom.
Right.
But we are seeing inventory. We are seeing properties. They are not renting immediately. They're not renting in a matter of 2 weeks. And what we are also seeing is a lot of people leaving town. Many of my tenants who have given notice and vacated properties, putting those properties up on the rental market again. I've got tenants who are moving to Kentucky and Louisiana and Chicago and other places.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. And that's is that because of the economy here or just because of the unaffordability here, or is it just a lifestyle change?
Well, come back to this whole, the problem that we have to solve. Supply, demand, cost of living, and wages.
Right.
Okay? Those four components somehow have to fit, and there are apparently, I love Sonoma County, I love Santa Rosa, this is God's chosen place, so I've heard.
Luther Burbank said.
But when you start talking about cost of living versus wages, mm-hmm. there are other places where sure. it is not such a struggle.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's one of the main things that they've had, where the wages have lagged substantially behind, you know, all the increases in the economy. They have moved somewhat, but not anywhere near that. You know, when you look at the, you know, some of the tenants and where they're working, you know, with the wages that are prevailing now, where most of the jobs are being created. They're substandard, service. You know, they're just service stuff. And you're not going to buy a house in a service industry.
No.
Not in Sonoma County. So, if you're a renter doing what they're doing nowadays, even further pressure on those people. So, getting back to the whole idea about affordable housing, we talked about that bond issue, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, and I think the city can maybe look at what other alternatives would there be to rent control that would help. Maybe the city could do some sort of a fund where they give deposits, okay, for people who need to apply for a property. Maybe they don't have the money to do that. I don't know. You tell me, Keith.
That's your side of the equation. The concept of me saying to you, and bear in mind, 500 some odd properties, almost all of my tenants are ethical, but imagine if you would that I gave you found money saying you've got a security deposit, but it's not your deposit. So if you basically, if your cat pees on the carpet and I have to replace the carpet and I take it out of your security deposit, that's Julie Combs's money, not yours. And I know that sounds slightly cynical.
Slightly.
At the same time, I Googled tax benefits for renters and came up completely dry. I Googled tax benefits for renters and it said tax benefits for homeowners or tax benefits for landlords. And there are plenty, and you can tell me better than I can tell you about the tax benefits for being a homeowner.
Sure, sure.
But the question is that a possibility? I don't know. Again, I know property management very well. I don't know some of this other stuff, but we need to figure out solutions.
Yeah, and that might be the way to go. But when you look at, you know, the income level and, you know, what their jobs are and and their tax, there's not much to give. And, you know, unless they can come up with something, you know, totally, if you're a renter, this is what you get immediately. But I'm just trying to see how it would be applied to their income levels.
Well,
maybe to the point now where they're not paying taxes as it is.
In our own calculations, and this is probably similar to most other property management firms, in order to qualify for any specific property, your income has to be three times the amount of the rent.
Right.
Which means if you're renting a two-bedroom at my aforementioned $2,000, that means your monthly income has to be $6,000. And it can be combined among multiple tenants. But $6,000 a month means $72,000 a year. And again, coming back to talking about what those jobs are, we've got jobs in tourism and we've got jobs in things like the casino service industry. Yeah. And we've got jobs, yes, there are medical and yes, there are government.
You're not making $72,000 a year out of it.
We need more Medtronic, Oakley, you know, high tech people getting paid well for doing, you know, high demand, well paying work. Yeah. We need to bring employers in here who are going to pay people well.
Yeah, and then also it gets back to, you know, I heard that there was some hospitals in the Midwest that were luring away the Kaiser doctors who lost their houses. Uh-huh. And then how they were getting them, they were giving them a house.
That's a great deal.
It's a heck of a
deal because in Iowa, it's $250,000 versus $700,000 here.
Exactly. You can't really do that to keep them here, you know, keep them down on the farm, so to speak. But so there are all sorts of issues when it gets down to housing and affordability for housing. We're seeing that now as it is. And the numbers, as we were discussing off air, I mean, the median home price dropped from its record of $705 down to $658. Instead of going up at 13%, it only went up at 3%. So we could be in a cooling off phase. That's the reason I asked you what you're seeing about rentals, is that we're seeing now with sales is that properties are accumulating on the market. Or days on the market is going up. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're seeing more properties lingering, starting to pile up because there's not that huge demand. And it's funny, you know, you and I have been doing this for a long time, when the market will all of a sudden say, that's enough.
Oh, yeah. You see on your side these whiplashes of high demand, high price, and then at the other end, you've got 2010 where everything disappeared. And the rental side, honestly, you know, I don't have those big paydays that sales agents do, but property management is the little engine that could. Sure. It is over and over ad infinitum every month, and you are simply providing my relationships with my clients are not a 45-day escrow. They're a 20-year relationship.
Exactly. Yeah. And well, that's what we realtors want. We want to be their, you know, agent for life, and you really need to keep in contact. Of course, with your profession, you're in contact. You know, you have to be. So give me the good traits of a property manager.
Thick-skinned. Do not take this personally. And what I say to my employees, you will always make mistakes. Continue to make new and different mistakes.
Learn from your mistakes.
And again, thick skin. But also make sure that you are professional, but at the same time, firm. Somebody's going to be in control. You have systems. You have to have systems so that you can rely upon necessary things and draw upon them. You have to have very good documentation. You should know what's going on with your property. I've got so many owners who, you know, come to me and say, well, I haven't seen the inside of my property for 5 years. And I'm like, no kidding. What's going on there? You don't know? You have to know how to solve problems, and you have to have resources, vendors that you can call on, including those vendors can very well include people like attorneys, and know when to call them, and know when to escalate, and know when you are out of your own depth and you need to call somebody who is more capable than you are to help solve problems, because you can dig yourself into a hole. When you dig yourself into a hole and you realize you've done so, stop digging.
Yeah, exactly. Put the shovel down. Yeah, and that's probably, I was going to say, what is the biggest issue most landlords make?
They don't know.
Is it disclosure?
There's so many things, okay? You do have disclosures that you have to provide. There's a new one that came up that's regarding bed bugs that came up at the beginning of 2017. And I think that there's a lot of owners who are self-managing who do not know about that. You have to provide, and CAA provides a three-page notice. You have to provide it, and if you have an existing tenant, you have to provide them at the time you do a lease renewal or a rent increase or any other change, you have to provide it to them at once.
Yeah. Well, what I've seen, and it gets to the point where they don't realize they have to have carbon monoxide. They have to have smoke detectors. Mm-hmm. They have to have lead-based paint, disclosure signed. And I've taken properties to sell that were rentals, and I said, where's all your disclosures? And they go,
What disclosures?
Well, here's our rental agreement, and it's a one page that was done 15 years ago,
Name is spelled wrong.
Yeah. And there's just like the telephone numbers don't work, and they don't have a checklist of what it looked like when they rented it out.
Right.
So I go in there with the property. I go, so it's just, what does it look like? And they kind of go, I have no, I've been in here for, like you say, 15 years.
Yeah.
So you need to be more proactive. Better yet, you probably need to have a professional representation. That's why we love having Keith here. Give us your contact information so folks have a question they can get a hold of you.
My email address is Keith, K-E-I-T-H, at DedesRentals.com. That's DedesRentals.com. Or you can call my office at 707-523-4500. We'll be there tomorrow morning at 9.
There you go. So, and Keith will have this live. He's going to have it on probably on Facebook. And we're also going to try to get that ordinance for you. We'll put a link for that. So some of the highlights of that were the rent, basically buying somebody 6 months rent.
At least.
To get them out of there. But the thing is that if you put that back on the market in 2 years, you would have to track those people down, offer them the old rent, right? And I don't know, how would you even demonstrate that? Anyway, so we won't go into that. So, Keith, thanks you for being here. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure having you here. And I'm going to be over at Hexham. Come by and see me today, 1120 Hexham. Price is $729.5. I'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock. Thanks for listening, Keith. It's always a pleasure. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Joe, thank you very much. This has been the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly. See you next Sunday.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Michael Hayden.
The Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, was asked at Aspen about 2 hours ago, so what happened in the private meeting? And he had to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market this spring, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at...